Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Yeah,
yeah. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, Nick till 4 o'clock, 2 in the books, 1 to go, and it has been a very, very good show. Chris really Davis, who works in ticketing for BBVA Compass, verifies 22,000 seats in the stadium for soccer. Tell Yvette Caceres I said hello, as well as Doug Hall if he's around the building. We appreciate that. Barry, we still have a few calls to go. You've set off a firestorm of comparison.
My bad.
Michael Jordan. It's good. Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. J-Dog, you're next. What's up?
Oh, y'all.
What's good. Up, J-Dog?
How you doing?
All right. Yeah, I was calling in, man, because we all have our opinion of our own, you know, feel different how we do about it. But Jordan, I feel like he is the best icon of all time. And Tom Brady is the most valuable player in sports of all time, simply because I believe Tom Brady's been in the league 17 years, the 17th year, and he's been to a conference championship 11 times. You know, so it's like,
I don't think he's missed the playoffs in any year of his career.
Say that again?
I don't think he's ever missed the playoffs in his career, Tom Brady.
Oh, Tom Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been to the AFC Championship 11 times, right?
Right, 11 times conference championship. But I'm saying just getting in every single year. I believe that he has been in the playoffs every single year that he's played professionally.
Well, you don't. Okay. You're not counting 2000. He did play a game in 2000.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm sorry. I apologize. I meant to say conference championship.
No, you did. I'm backing you up by saying I think even more impressive is every year he's played, he's made the playoffs.
Oh, okay, okay, yeah, and Jordan, it's difficult, and Jordan, it's more, he had a hand more, because in basketball, you play both sides of the ball while you're on the court. Tom Brady, I mean, he can lead his team. He's the leader, but you can only do so much on your side of the ball. So,
it's a fair point.
As an icon, I feel like Jordan is, but as the most valuable player, I feel like Brady is, and that's how I feel about it.
Good take, man. Appreciate that. Good call, J-Dog.
We got a text that says, this is from Juggalo Trey.
Again.
Isn't he out there in the bullpen?
He's supposed to be answered. That's why we're getting guys from Baytona.
Juggalo Trey, soccer is not a major sport. If we wanted to see a lack of scoring, we'd go hang out with Josh Ennis.
Wow! Good night, Trey.
A-hole, Trey.
Trey, it is now 3:03. You by 3:08, we expect you to completely kibosh.
He's growing into an a-hole, isn't he?
Yes. Who, Trey?
Trey.
Yeah.
It's still funny, though.
The heel turn's coming. He started off as that nice, likable, baby-faced juggalo that everyone loves.
Wow. Girl Scout cookies, mothers, and now this. Look out. 3:03, boys, the clock. Now, within 5 minutes, he can come crashing down. Be aware of this.
All right.
And by the way, Trilliflow just throws out one that we have. I mean, if you're going to do this comparison, and it's a very, very good point, Muhammad Ali has got to be in that mix. When you're talking about the greatest
team
of all
this
time.
This is all team, though. Remember, this was
the article state
the article
team?
Was team
okay.
sports.
Okay, because otherwise, when you'd say just one individual.
Team sports.
Ali's definitely right there.
Team
okay,
sports.
Mike, you want to get on this. What's up?
Hello, you there?
Hi, hey, Mike. Go ahead, man.
Hey, well, my son's a Patriots fan, and we have this argument all the time. I don't even think Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback of all time, because I look at it like this. Joe Montana's won 4 Super Bowls. And in his Super Bowls, he's led his team to the winning touchdown, and he's also blown teams off the map. Tom Brady's only led his teams down to where his field goal kicker has won the game in 3 of his Super Bowl wins. Because I don't feel Tom Brady couldn't take it into score. He had to depend on his field goal kicker.
I don't know if I can go with all that.
I mean, Joe Montana.
Come on, man.
Joe
that's
Montana
like saying
led it down to win the game.
That's like saying okay. Jordan.
That Joe Montana was good enough to do that. Jordan, same thing.
No.
I want to put the ball in Jordan's hands, not LeBron's.
Yeah, but listen, that's like saying Jordan would make the shot.
Tom Brady puts the ball in the hands of his field goal.
Stop, Mike. Listen to me for a minute. It's like saying Jordan would make all the shots, but LeBron only assists on the game-winning shot. You still got to – it's you're splitting hairs at that point. I mean, the fact that Tom Brady would lead them down – you can't – I mean, you got to take into field position, how much time was left on these different drives, and without breaking all that down, it's unfair to say that he still led them on a game-winning drive.
And most of his offensive skill positions were filled by street players.
He led them on a game half drive. Joe Montana takes them all the way down. I'm a Joe Montana fan. That's why.
Wow.
I mean, Brady's great.
But at least you
I'm not going to argue.
Joe Montana's 4-0. He didn't lose to Eli. And he's a fumble away from being 5-0. If Roger Craig doesn't fumble the ball against the Giants, they go to the Super Bowl and win. Granted, things happen. But, I mean, he's 4-0. He never lost.
If you want to compare Brady got to 6, though.
Somebody's the best. He's 4-0.
And you know what? I'll say this. I would have to go back and look, but I venture to say at their comparative ages, I think Tom Brady's performing a little bit better at this point in his career than Joe Montana was. But I would have to go back and look at the stats.
Joe Montana wasn't playing at that age. He was in Kansas City.
Oh. Well, maybe that's what makes him the greatest.
But
over Montana,
Mike, here's
then.
The thing. You can talk about the actual finishing the deal by winning the Super Bowl, but he's gotten to 6, which means he's gotten to 2 more than Joe got to. And you can say ifs, buts, candies, nuts about what happened against the Giants, but when you look at Brady's not done yet, he's already gone to 6. This is his 7th. And again, the stat that I threw out on Monday that people I just don't think are taking in and digesting, since the Super Bowl was created, with this year's Super Bowl, Tom Brady will have participated in 18% of Super Bowls. That's unheard of. That's ridiculous. Okay. And the only number that's even more staggering, Belichick winning 2 more with Parcells, has participated in over 20% of the Super Bowls. It's just, you have to tip your cap, man, regardless. I mean, it's a hell of a run.
No, it is. I'm not arguing these, you know, but, you know, when you just, everybody throws it over Montana, that's my opinion, though. It's a different era. Montana wasn't, you know, put up 5,000 yards a season either. You know, running backs were dominant.
It's definitely a passing game now. You're right.
But when Montana was 39, he was playing with the Chiefs and not going 28 touchdowns and 2 interceptions in a season and getting to the Super Bowl again and with a team of who receivers, like who you wouldn't recognize Tom Brady's receivers on Super Bowl Sunday down here if you bumped into him in the locker room. You'd be like, oh, sorry, towel guy. I mean, that's it, what he's doing is unprecedented. And I'm not arguing that Joe Montana is not a great quarterback. I just don't think that I guess it is up for debate and discussion. But to me, Tom Brady will go down right now as the greatest quarterback of all time. I mean, just what he's doing, unbelievable. Not that Aaron Rodgers can't do that one day.
I didn't say that.
Not that, you know, there's not somebody that's going to come along. But right now, man, it's Tom Brady. And so that's why you get these discussions like Brady versus Jordan. So it's just, you've never heard anyone go, who was better, Montana or Jordan? No one has ever brought that up. And I think there's a reason, because Montana not going to go down as the greatest of all time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, look, it's for the sake of fodder and discussion. We always say it's just sports, it's not life, and we can have these discussions. But the fact of the matter is, it's a discussion that we can go back and forth. But, I mean, there is no definitive answer one way or the other, and everybody can make a like Mike. You could tell he's a passionate guy about Montana, probably the Niners too. But look, I mean, we can all sit there and make passionate cases for what we believe in, and there may not ever be a right answer. But you know, like Chase Tanner on Twitter says, if it wasn't for 3 crazy catches, Brady would be 6-0. Okay, well, again, ifs, buts, candies, nuts, but it didn't happen.
Oh yeah, and there was the season where Brady tore his ACL that we Miss Texter brought that up. Good point. Yeah. And I think somebody mentioned it on Twitter as well. Hey, real quick, I wanted to bring up this story that I saw. I got to give away tickets to a show before we forget, because I promised. Okay. You want to do that now? Is that all right?
Sure.
So 2 tickets to the show Friday at 8 o'clock at the Joke Joint. If you can't go and you're not going to go, don't call in and try to win the tickets. But this is a chance. You know, I hear a lot of folks on Twitter and texting in and say they want to come see me perform. Here's a chance to do it. Win 2 free tickets. We'll do caller number 5. 2 tickets for the 8 o'clock show this Friday at the Joke Joint, which is 45 South and Fuquay. And you can go see who the headliner is. His name is Paul Odo. He's very funny. He was the first guy I ever worked for when I got into comedy, when I was hosting, my first hosting gig was for Paul Odo. So it's kind of rekindling old flames. Caller number five.
Old flames.
Yeah. Yeah. Old comedy flames.
Oh, okay.
All I need is your name. I'll give that to the box office. You show up, tell them your name, and there'll be two tickets waiting for you to get in. So,
Nick, have you been, before you went and saw him, were you clamoring to see Barry perform?
No. No one's clamoring to see me perform.
It just sounds dirty when you're clamoring to see someone perform.
What?
Do you hide in Barry's closet, Nick?
So I saw this story on the Mirror, and it's pretty funny. It says this man attempts to teach his girlfriend an important lesson after she's vague with a pizza order. So I think we've all been through this, right? So some guy asks his girl, like, what does she want? And she just says, whatever. And so he calls and orders a pizza. Mm-hmm. And then he, in special instructions, when he's ordering, he leaves a note that says, can you please send me an extra empty box that has whatever written in big letters in it? Because that's what my girlfriend said she wants. So that's like, I was like, oh God, I need to do this so bad to my wife. Because I literally, every night, if my wife and I fight about anything,
I'm with you so 150%
on that too. And it's like, there's a joke out there where somebody said they were going to open up a store or a restaurant called like whatever. And that's where that way they can just, when somebody says, what do you want to eat? And whatever. And then that's where you go eat, just whatever. But it's like.
And then when you start making suggestions, no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
But what do you want? I don't care, whatever.
I can't.
I don't care and whatever.
I get so frustrated that I'll just, hey, I'll be like, look, I'm not going to talk to you until. Is this what I've gotten down to? This is how I've learned how to manage this discussion or this fight with my wife is I'll say, okay, I want either Italian, Mexican, or burgers. Mm-hmm. I don't care. You pick a restaurant that serves one of those three. Or I'll just go, you know what? I don't feel like cooking. I don't feel like, okay, so we're going to do, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, Jack in the Box. Pick one. Tell me what you want. Text it to me and I'll stop and get it. But like, I have to narrow it down like that.
That still doesn't work for me.
No?
Because it still somehow gets turned back.
The worst is when you're at a restaurant and you're trying to give the waiter the order.
I usually don't have that problem.
No, once we're in a restaurant, I agree.
Dude, I've seen some, they're like, they have no clue what they want to eat at all.
You say they, Nick. What are you referring to?
No, you know, people I've dated in the past.
All right.
Do you get frustrated? Like, do you let it visibly show?
My last spouse, like my ex, I used to get onto her about it all the time.
But can't you just pick something? Sorry.
I don't know. I got distracted by Joel.
Yeah,
he was like,
Joel's making
from
signs
both of you, because this is all on your shoulders
know,
on this one.
I know.
But you know what? We've got plenty, still more stories from camp. We have people that still want to chime in. We want people that want to get in on this discussion about Jordan and Brady still. We want to talk about a guy that had what he thought was the greatest in his back seat and was talking about him without knowing he was actually there. Plenty more to get to on a really good show. Please be a part of it if you'd like. 713-780-ESPN. Hit us up on Twitter. Here till 4, ESPN 97.5.
Now, when you're a quarterback at Alabama, you see that lovely lady there. She does go to Auburn, I want to admit that. But she also, Miss Alabama, and that's A.J. McCarron's girlfriend, okay? And right there on the right is Dee Dee Bonner. That's A.J.'s mom. Wow, I'm telling you, quarterbacks, you get all the good-looking women. What a beautiful woman.
Wow. A.J.'s doing some things right down in
Tuscaloosa. So if you're a youngster in Alabama, start getting the football out and throw it around the backyard with pops.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
That was classic Brent Musburger audio. If you missed
classic.
The other one would be not in a positive way regarding the Oklahoma running back. Overall, I think that the last couple of years have taken its toll on Brent. Brent coming out today and announcing his play-by-play duties officially end January 31st.
Do you think it had something to do with the Oklahoma thing?
I think it definitely did.
You think that the higher-ups were like, you know what? It's time for the old guy to go. Like, we just can't have people saying
I think it actually took a toll on him without the higher-ups. Because I think that from an era where social media was not something that they're very well versed in or that they follow, but when he started finding out about the comments because I think, to be honest with you, my humble opinion was during that whole thing that you just heard with AJ McCarron's girl, I don't think he even was on social media at that time. I think he heard about it from the higher ups. But I think in the episode with Oklahoma this year, I think that's when he started reading the tweets. He took them personally. He responded on air basically about two breaks later after he had started to read some of the tweets that were being sent during the game for what he had said. Was it Joe Mixon? Is that right?
It was Joe Mixon.
Yeah. And I think that really took a toll on him and his, because he basically got extremely defensive and very, very sharp on the air with that one. And I think that's where, whether it was a mutual discussion or I think it just took a toll on Brent and he said, you know what, I've had a long, illustrious career. And maybe before I say something else that I don't think's that I think's harmless that ends up screwing up my reputation, I'm out.
Yeah, I
could be.
I think it's probably a combination. I think they all probably sat down and evaluated.
Yeah, I agree. And it was just like Chris Berman.
Yeah, and it was like, you're getting old, Brent, and you're saying things you can't be saying.
And you have to remember, these guys have established
themselves.
And then
they had to wake him up. And he was like, what? So he fell asleep at the meeting. And they were like, Brent, damn it, you can't. This is what we're talking about, Brent. And he's like, I just think it was time, man. I mean, God forbid one of us stays in this business until we're as old as he is. How old is he now?
He is.
Was he 77 or is he?
Dude, what 77?
Broadcast years were 77.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, because what?
But what 77-year-old man do you know that doesn't say inappropriate stuff? Like, that's a long time ago. Like,
think about this too. Keith Jackson was on the Rose Bowl this year at 83. I think it is.
Good Lord.
And it looked like it had finally caught up with him.
What is all that noise out there? Are you hearing
Salisbury's
that?
Calling an audible in the hallway. He's trying to teach. Lord. He's trying
it
to
is
teach
pretty loud.
Will
it's like super
he's trying
loud.
To
Sorry.
Teach Will Polacek how to be a blocker. Huh. But at the same time, when you look at everything, Keith Jackson, when he was on the Rose Bowl telecast, I was just like, my God, all of a sudden, you don't know when it's going to hit, but suddenly he doesn't have that pizzazz and that zip, and you can tell he lost
his fastball.
Yeah. And Musburger, I don't think, you know, it's crazy. His brother, Todd, is an agent that has represented Phil Jackson. And I guess from what I've heard, the two of them are moving to Las Vegas to open up and start something like a sports bookie type venture.
I don't know that I would trust Brent Musburger and his 77-year-old skills to handicap the
I hope they bring in some capologists and others. Let's put it that way.
You know who's going to win this? The Cowboys, because they're blue and gray, and that was the colors of the South. What? Why are you handicapping like that, Brent? Like, you're way too old for this, dude. Like, you need to stop.
But, you know, you think about some of the iconic things. He was the when there was only one studio show in the NFL, and it was the NFL Today and the NFL Today, and everything was, you are looking live.
Yeah, but I was never, were you a big Brent Musburger guy? Was that like your guy?
I like that whole studio show.
And we're not starting another show where we talk about this, by the way.
Right.
No.
But I just was never a huge Musburger fan. I think he does all right, but he was never iconic.
He has a propensity to annoy me as much as I can say that was a great call, but at the same time, iconic because he's been doing it for so long, like we just
but
said.
But longevity doesn't equal icon. I don't know. To me, that doesn't equal the other.
Just doing games either. He's done in his career a ton of big
like
games.
I remember the show, like the show he did with the guy, the man who passed away and was real big at the show. Was it Jimmy the Greek?
Oh yeah, Jimmy the Greek was part of something.
And I think
part
that,
of the NFL
I think
today.
That show really, really helped him.
It was
really
Irv Cross, Brent Musburger,
that show
Jimmy
was crazy.
The Greek, and it started out with Phyllis George. Then it was Jane Kennedy. Who a lot of people remember because she was in Playboy.
That was the one where Jimmy the Greek got in trouble for saying
and
what
eventually
he said.
Jimmy the Greek got fired for making it.
He probably could have
owned
Vegas.
I'm telling you, there just needs to be there should be an age limit where you're like, you know what, you're too old now to have a microphone. There's too much responsibility here. You can't be held accountable for what you say because you're getting old and senile. Because once these guys, I mean, think about that, dude. Do you really want to be 70 years old? Do you really want to be on this microphone? Worried about things that you say going viral and getting in. I mean, dude, that's a lot
Barry
of
Warner
pressure.
Told me I should be.
How old is Barry, by the way?
70-something.
Well.
And he still wants to broadcast. Hey, look, I don't. We don't know if he wants the broadcast.
No one let him hear this segment.
I love Barry.
I won't remember
Barry
it anyways.
Said, you know, on his bucket list, there are things that he wanted to do. He's going, I mean, one of the big things is he always wanted to broadcast.
He wanted to do, you're like already.
No, but I'm saying he
you're
wanted
talking to, about him in past
He
tense.
Told me this today. He said, I have always wanted on my bucket list to do broadcast from Radio Row. I'm going to get to do that. I think that's cool.
Yeah, that's great.
Because he has achieved so much in his career, too.
He's never done Radio Row?
No, it's kind of weird. I'm looking at Musburger called Flutie, Doug Flutie's Hail Mary pass when BC beat Miami in 84, Villanova's NCAA championship win, you know, numerous NFL games, football games. He's done ESPN with their network in big games. He's done a lot. I mean, look, during his 15-year career with CBS, he was the host or had play-by-play duties on NFL games, hosted the NFL Today, worked the Final Four, U.S. Open in tennis, NBA Finals, Masters, Belmont Stakes, College World Series, and did baseball play-by-play for CBS Radio. So, I mean, he's done some pretty iconic things.
He's done some great things, but some of that's luck, too, right? Like, you get lucky and have a good game. It's not because you called it.
No, but I'm saying whether he had a good game or not, he was selected to do the game, so a lot, obviously people had a pretty high opinion of him.
Okay. But, I mean, just the fact that if the game ends up being, like, bonkers and crazy and wacky.
That's just the luck of the draw of getting a great game in the way it finished.
I mean, it's not like picking Brent Musburger to call the Final Four is going to make it a great Final Four.
And even
four.
On your point, I'll say this. He may have called for television the Flutie game against Miami, but the more iconic call that I remember is the radio broadcast that said, he did it, Flutie did it, and he just went nuts about it. That's the call I remember from that game. But Brent did that game, so you can't take it away from him.
Yeah.
All right, well, enjoying riding off into the sunset, Brent, as you are saddled up and ready to go. And by the way, one of the last quotes to kind of cover what we said, Barry, was Brent said, I'm not shy from an opinion, and I know many of my opinions are going to be controversial because there are many people who don't like them, and he's okay with that. So, I mean, the one I don't like is when broadcasters try to be controversial intentionally. Because it draws
like Stephen A. Smith
and Skip
or
Bayless.
Skip. Yep.
Skip Bayless and his Dallas Cowboys and all the things he says when he takes shots is annoying as hell.
Yeah.
So we got much more to get to. We see Joseph online. We're going to get to him next. If you guys want to reach the show, you
Hang
can
there,
call,
Joseph.
You can tweet, you can text. We're getting to everybody as quickly as we can. We appreciate the love and support. We're ESPN 97.5. Studied abroad. She transferred
to Harvard from King's College in Florida. ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, and Nick till 4 o'clock. Quentin, hang in there. We are flying around and trying to get to everybody today. You guys have been great about, again, participating in the show and giving us your opinions. Joseph, you've been holding a long time in spring. You want to get back to that discussion we had about Brady versus Jordan.
Joseph,
you there?
Yes.
Go ahead, man.
I am. Yeah, I just have two quick points. Number one, Michael Jordan, he had Hall of Fame talent. During his championships, he had one of the greatest rebounders of all time, and Dennis Rodman. He also had a Hall of Famer and Scottie Pippen during his years. And I also want to get into the test of time, because after Jordan retired and came back and played with the Wizards, how many times did he lead that team to the playoffs? Compared to when you have Tom Brady, even though he hasn't retired, through all of these years, through Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, these other guys who he has competed with, if you look at the talent that they had compared to the guys off the street that Tom Brady has got and made it to the championship with, I mean, there's like no comparison. I mean, off of the Patriots' offense and defense, who off the top of your head can you say was a Hall of Famer, either on offense or defense, that Tom Brady played with?
Randy Moss?
Maybe like, yeah, Randy Moss. But other than that, over all of these years, you're talking
Rob
about
Rob Gronkowski will
years.
Be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, for me, that's no comparison. I mean, even if he would have quit right now, he could probably go to the Cleveland Browns, and if he had Belichick, make them a playoff team. He could come to the Houston Texans, any team, and they could do it. Like, I mean, I look at Michael Jordan, and, I mean, he couldn't do it. So,
now, you brought up a good point, though, with you know, Belichick, if he went to the Browns with Belichick. And I think both of these guys were beneficiaries of having great coaches.
Yeah,
you know, because they almost eliminate each other, right? Like, you can't say, well, Brady benefited because of Belichick, because Jordan benefited because of Phil Jackson. So, I mean, Jackson or Jordan hadn't won anything, I don't think, until Jackson came around. So, those to me cancel each other out. So, appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, appreciate the call and the opinions. And look, I agree to disagree in terms of the Jordan thing, but everybody's entitled to their own. So, you know, great.
Do you think Junior Seau, he was a Patriot. Is he a Hall of Famer?
At some point, yeah.
Okay.
But he was a Hall of Famer as a Charger.
Yeah, but he played with Brady.
I mean, because you look at it. We've talked about this.
You look
before.
At Randy Moss. He wasn't there forever.
Corey Dillon. Seau is remembered as a Charger.
Corey Dillon.
Yeah, but he played.
And
Vinatieri.
Corey Dillon and Fred Taylor.
Uh-huh.
Both are going to be right there to be Hall of Famers as running backs. They were both on the downside of their career when they played running back for the Patriots, but they both played with Tom Brady.
You think Wilfork?
Vince Wilfork, look at
probably
the. Here's the thing.
He's just a
look
filler.
At the amount of defensive tackles in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And they're saying that eventually there's going to be three. And one of them's the guy from here that played for the Steelers for all those years. Corey Redding, I think that's right.
Okay.
And I think they said that Vince Wilfork will definitely be.
Ty Law?
In. Ty Law's a phenomenal football player.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably Hall of Fame.
Teddy Bruschi, maybe.
Yeah. So I'm saying there were Hall of Famers on the Patriots. Around Tom Brady, Vinatieri might go in as a kicker. There were some guys, mm-hmm. you know, and then like you said, you brought up Gronkowski. He's at him. If he can stay healthy, that might, you know, that's one of those guys as well. But, yeah, I mean, some of the other guys are a bit of a long shot that he played around. But a lot of them were just guys, man. I mean, you know, how many times can you reinvent Wes Welker?
Yep.
Or, you know, or a guy like that they've done. So, yeah, it's without a doubt, man. He has made those receivers look way better than they are.
Without question. And so, you know, again, it's a fun discussion to have, but look, it's not what you don't have to question is, I think both are the greatest in their sport right now.
And by the way, we had a text, Jordan over Brady. Jordan has never been accused of cheating or anything of that nature. So Brady, Bill, and the Pats are more wormy than a belly dancer. All right.
Okay.
I don't know.
And on that note, Quentin, you want to get in here and flip subjects back? You want to get to the Brent Musburger discussion? What's up?
Yeah. How y'all doing?
Hey, how's it going, man?
I was calling. You know, I was listening to y'all talking about Brent Musburger and how, you know, you didn't think he was that good. Well, the only reason I like Brent Musburger because of the Rose Bowl. Like, he made those games iconic, and the one that jumps out to me was the Rose Bowl with Texas and USC, and just, you know. You know, that voice, like, you know, when you're playing Madden and you hear John Madden, you know, I feel like he made the Rose Bowl because, you know, his voice.
Okay.
I mean, you know, and that's what I think. And also, I was listening to y'all talk about the Jordan Brady situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you talk about Jordan Brady, I really don't think he's a more iconic person in sports than Jordan. Like, he's known worldwide. Like, Brady... Don't get me wrong, he's a very popular athlete, but as far as just Jordan is just everywhere, you know, Jordan is in China, Japan, he's everywhere. And, you know, that may be due to, you know, accessories and clothes and shoes and all that, but, I mean, I feel like, you know, I don't think it's that close as people may put. I think Jordan is just the most iconic athlete, you know. I thank y'all for taking my call.
Hey, you got it, man. Thanks for listening.
Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling. Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all good arguments. It's kind of what I was saying, that you comparatively on the field, on the court, these guys are very similar in what they've done. But off the court is how Jordan had a bigger impact, I think, than Brady worldwide and, you know, in the pop culture itself. So somebody texted and said that when, you know, we were talking about food and trying to get our wives to pick a damn place to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We got a text for some, I'm assuming it's a guy, texted in and said, I've read 5 pages of Yelp suggestions in the area and been told no to all of them. I think every dude driving around can relate to that. But that's 5. I just stopped at 3 and been like, you know what? We're not eating. Just don't eat. I don't care. I'm not getting 5 pages deep on Yelp. I couldn't do it. Hell no. I would go nuts.
That's crazy.
I would eat my phone first. That's crazy.
Yeah, Nick. I mean, look forward to that on a consistent basis when you're married. That's one of these struggles.
Couple more texts. Curtis Martin, Hall of Famer, is what someone said. Yeah. Teddy Bruschi, another name you said.
Yeah.
And then we get one that says, this argument is idiotic.
Oh, well, thanks for listening.
Jordan was also the best defensive player of his time. Brady plays one side of the ball. That's how that sport works, though. dude.
But we also had a caller that mentioned that he played.
But look, yeah, but that doesn't matter.
It's all fair point.
It's all relative to the sport, though. That's like saying, well, you know what? Nolan Ryan never hit. Well, he did, but even then, it doesn't matter. Like, that's not how you judge a pitcher. That's not how you judge a quarterback. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's offense and defense in basketball, but that's the nature of that sport. It's not a relevant argument to me or comparison.
And we've done a good job of exhausting this.
I agree.
For everybody. The story I wanted to get to that I was going to mention yesterday, we ran out of time. We were going to mention it today. It's getting a lot of national play, but it's a very, very cool story. I don't know if you saw it or not, and Nick and I were talking about it yesterday, but phenomenal that a guy named Sam, that's a taxi cab driver, who's a huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan, is driving his cab. And four people get into it, and he's got his Steelers Super Bowl champion jacket on and his Steeler hat, and it's John Elway, two females, and a guy, and they start talking to him about his jacket and talking about the greatest of all time, and he goes on like this five-minute tirade about how great John Elway was. And they keep kind of baiting him, and he doesn't get it. And they're like, okay, so tell us your top three. And he goes into talking about how great Elway was, and he goes, look, I don't want to admit it, but Brady's two, even though, you know, he ripped our hearts out a couple of times. And then, of course, he puts Ben Roethlisberger three.
Oh, hell.
And then they started, and it's funny to me because, of course, National doesn't get this part of it, but one of the two females is like, you think he's hot? And he's like, hey, I don't roll that way. And he starts trying to cover it up. And then she follows up with, I'd do him. Evidently, John's significant other now.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's not going to make the national media. But at the end of it, they said, what would you do if, like, would you notice him if you knew him, if you saw him? He's like, well, yeah, sure, of course I would. And the guy's like, you want to look in your back seat? And he almost swerves off the road. He's like, oh, my God, you got to pull it. We're going to get a picture, right? We got to pull over and get a picture, right? And he gets Elway to say, of course, we're going to take a picture, stuff like that. But it's one of those classic surprise moments. It's phenomenal.
That is pretty cool. Have you ever done that where you were around a celebrity and didn't realize it was them?
I'm trying to think. I don't think so, but something tells me that I've been a privy to some of them, but I can't recall off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I don't think there was. I've never been. I usually think I recognize celebrities, and it's not. It's just someone like everyone says.
But I'm sure we've talked about somebody.
We talked about Monday. Knowing. Travis was talking. There was a lot of them that he had. His dad actually accused someone of, or thought someone was Samuel L. Jackson and wasn't.
Really?
Yeah, and it was actually a different celebrity.
Yeah, everyone thinks I look like MC Search from third base.
No, we've said that before. The gas face.
Yeah. Not. In fact, I got a text on it today. Yeah, that's pretty cool though, man.
Someone said on Twitter today, every show you should start with the gas face and let people don't get
it. Yeah, and then I think, they took a picture and everything together after that, right?
They did.
Got out of the cab. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. And the fact that, you know.
Did they have sex?
That Elway was, that's something that you'd have to ask them.
Oh. But, well, I mean, it came up. It's a fair question.
What came up?
The lady said, what you doing?
Oh, I thought you meant.
No.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, we've got one segment left to go on the show. We've been flying along, and we would love to have your participation. You guys have been participating well. Let's put the Jordan Brady thing to bed for a day. But other than that, we'll be here for one more segment. So please join us if you wish. 713-780-ESPN or text us or tweet us. And oh, by the way, following us, Fred, AJ, in the building and ready to go. The Blitz at 4. Don't go anywhere.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack, powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Joel, Barry, Nick, one segment to go till 4 o'clock. We appreciate you listening each and every day, Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 p.m. And Nick, I just wanted to say that I always appreciate you. I think you're fantastic at what you do, and I would never argue with you or call you unprofessional in any way, shape, or form.
What do you want, Joel?
You're good.
Yeah, what the hell is this about?
What's going on, Joel?
Oh, it's just something I needed to say. Okay, so Barry, you said that you stumbled upon an article that I had also stumbled upon, but... interesting talks going on right now between NFL and the NFLPA regarding, shall we say...
marijuana.
Yes, there you have it.
Yeah, NFLPA is looking, according to Yardbarker, they're looking to soften the NFL policy on marijuana. A little excerpt from the article. This was from the executive director of the NFLPA, DeMar Smith. He said, "We'll sit down, we'll evaluate it. If the board approves the proposal, we'll sit down with the league. We'll talk about it. We think if we think that it's medically, scientifically, and therapeutically the right position, then we'll tell the league that we think this is the right position for us to have." And I think the NFL is already looking at and talking with players and considering the fact that maybe, you know, medicinal marijuana is okay, especially in states where it might be legal already. Because I think that's kind
But overall, this is the first year that players have risked investigation and or suspension to just come out and be outspoken in the fact that, hey, whether it's guys that are still playing or guys that played, stating, look, I was in such pain and agony after playing games that I smoked it. And when I smoked it, it made me feel a hell of a lot better.
Yeah,
and
Eugene Monroe is one of those guys that's been out front about saying, hey, man, like, yeah, I
see, when it comes it down helps. To like anxiety and stuff like that, I can see it. But when it comes down to like a serious injury, a torn ACL or a bone breaking severely, I just don't see how that could help you.
Well, but I think a lot of it too, Nick, is not for that either. It's for the simple wear and tear. Management. Guys, pain, yeah, pain management from just being sore.
So my big thing is what level of pain is it? If it's like
my big thing is what advantage is it giving these guys on the field? Like, it's not. So what's the big deal? Now, I get it. You don't want guys like, you know, snorting coke right before a game, because
and everybody's going to say you still haven't investigated the long-term ramifications of what it might do to your brain cells and everything else. But I mean, look, a lot of things kill your brain cells these days.
Well, if
yeah,
was,
like the NFL,
been
playing in the NFL,
yeah, like CTE, right?
Yeah, huh?
It's been around long enough, so I mean, I think they've kind of accomplished, you know, established what it could potentially cause you down the line.
Yeah,
it's not something that just came out, you know.
It's fair points about the states where it's legal medicinally or just in general, like in Colorado, you can just have weed. It doesn't matter. And, you know, so guys in Denver aren't breaking any laws for that state. But as an employee or as an employer, excuse me, you have the right to be able to say, no, we don't want our employees doing drugs. And I mean, like, you know, I used to work for a big oil company here in town, and just they have campuses in other states where it's legal. But it was still a company policy, and you would get drug tested. And even if you were in Washington or Colorado, if you smoked weed and got busted, you would get fired.
But I mean, look, there's a reason why more and more states are ratifying the legalization of marijuana, because there's a lot of states.
Because it's great.
What? A lot of states are looking at this and stating, look, there's a lot of positives, a lot of benefits that they're finding out that maybe they were drawing a blind eye to in the past.
Absolutely.
So, you know, it's possible that that's exactly why, you know, we're in the situation that we're in, and NFL is looking at it seriously.
What are your thoughts? What do you think? Legal or not legal? You think it should be legal or you think it should not be? And why?
You know, I think the biggest thing for me comes down to recreational use and otherwise, as long as it's done safely. The thing that bothers me is just like alcohol or anything else. If you do that and then you get behind the wheel of a car, or you put other people's lives in danger because of the ramifications, that to me is a concern. But if they can prove that this literally has a positive effect on the coping with and recovery from the effects of football,
yeah,
why would you want to take that away from the players?
Andrew Jacobs tweets and says, it's illegal. That's enough. And it's like, well, is it though? Because one point, alcohol was illegal. Right. And alcohol, I'll tell you this, and this is a fact because I have a lot of friends that do smoke weed. You rarely hear of someone having an accident while driving high on weed.
It's one of the most popular arguments against
versus drinking.
100%.
I'm not condoning getting high and driving.
Exactly.
But I'm just telling you that it's much less likely.
And you just asked me a question. I'm just answering honestly.
No.
I don't want it to be where the usage then could be a negative to other people that aren't partaking.
Absolutely.
And have nothing to do with it. But if it does have positive impact on look, America's game that everybody loves is football. And they're just so, but we're understanding more and more on a daily basis how the violence is taking a negative effect on the people that provide you with that joy, with that love, with that sport. And if this is something that can help them to ease that pain, hey, I mean, it's definitely something that should be considered.
Yep.
The goal, I think, and the most important part, whether you believe in it or not, the NFLPA going for the fact or shooting for a less punitive approach is probably the best thing, because don't take the right away from these guys to make money. if what they're doing is not giving them an unfair advantage on the field. That's all I would say.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's an interesting thing too, guys, and I know we're running short on time, and this is something that we can obviously always carry over, but the thing that always, when we were talking about the Hall of Fame with Bagwell and others and the whole steroid thing, I had the discussion over and over with people that I worked for in the front office of teams that wanted to say that there's no way that steroids can help baseball. And I'm like, seriously? If you're stronger, your bat speed's quicker. You know, there are things there where you can say, okay, now it's affecting the game and your abilities and the way you play the game. This is trying to help people cope with and deal with the ramifications of playing the game of football, right?
Yeah.
I mean, steroids to me too. And look, and the other thing is, and that's a whole other discussion, but I mean, whether they did it or not, or whether they were proven it or not, we'll never know all the answers, but let's just be real. There's a steroid era in baseball, whether you like it or not,
yeah.
But it shouldn't diminish from a lot of the careers and the stats and the things that people did, especially those that were able to accomplish so much before they were even accused.
Well, Bagwell's in, so now I don't care what they do.
And I'm happy Bag's in because he was never found guilty, though there was rumors.
Well, my thing was is if you're going to put Frank Thomas in the Hall of Fame with the numbers that he had.
Exactly right. And you Bagwell are a numbers guy, but you're
freaking
right.
Freaking identical. And in fact, Bagwell had better base running numbers.
I said it last week.
Because Frank Thomas was too fat to steal. So
then there's that. But at the same time,
Bagwell played a better defense.
And then the other thing that I said was people forget that Barry Bonds, before he was known as a large,
he was still a five-tool stud.
Home run hitter. Yeah. He was a five-tool player with multiple MVPs that was basically considered the best at what he did before he even was rumored to do anything.
Yep.
So,
absolutely. And I missed like a ton of texts. For some reason, none of them refreshed in time. So we missed like all of the stars texts. I apologize, you guys, for not getting all those. And then somebody had a great point on the whole marijuana thing. They said, would you rather these guys get addicted to opioids or smoke some weed to help themselves with pain management? And it's a valid point.
That's kind of where I'm at.
Yeah, it's a valid point. So,
well, we appreciate you listening, and we will be back to do it all again, same time, same channel tomorrow. Barry, Nick, myself, Joel, we thank you for your patronage, and we look forward to talking to you again right here tomorrow on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.